humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
In the festering heart of the D.C. swamp, where loyalty to foreign powers trumps fidelity to the American people, Senator Mitch McConnell's condition remains shrouded in secrecy following his June 14th hospitalization after being found unconscious.
Desiree Townsend here again outside of George Washington University Hospital as we mark week three of the hospitalization of Senator Mitch McConnell following the June 14th medical emergency. As you can see behind me, the Capitol Hill police vehicles, these black vehicles, are still parked outside the hospital here, an indication that he is likely also still here.
Weeks later, no verifiable proof of life has emerged from this 84-year-old fixture of uniparty establishment obstruction. Yet his office clings to vague claims of recovery while he still blocks key legislation like the Save America Act, supported by a huge majority of the country. McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, who jetted off to Beijing just days after the incident for meetings with senior CCP figures, including Vice President Han Zheng, is a private citizen with no government role. Chao's family shipping empire has long drawn scrutiny for deep Beijing ties, raising explosive Logan Act questions and national security alarms. Why abandon a critically ill husband for CCP powwows unless orders from headquarters demanded it?
So his wife, Elaine Chao, was found in China 3 days after he went into cardiac arrest. So we're trying to figure out where she is. It doesn't look like she has come back to the house. So I was wondering, have you seen her at all?
No, I haven't seen anyone.
The rabbit hole deepens with the eerie 2024 drowning of Chow's billionaire sister Angela in a Tesla that reportedly locked and reversed into a lake. Another accident. Amid whispers of family leverage and silencing, McConnell, long derided as China Mitch, props up a Senate machine terrified of a pre-August 3rd vacancy, which would trigger a special election that could empower outsiders like Thomas Massie to seize the reins. The plan is blatant and equally seditious.
The likelihood that Senator McConnell is on life support in some way, shape, or form is actually supported by multiple studies, which puts the 30-day survival rate of an 80-year-old after an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest, now mind you, was found at his home, at less than 5%. Now, you need to understand who
the reports are. He's brain dead.
Are. See, Senator Mitch McConnell has a lot of enemies. He's not well liked by people on both sides of the aisle. In fact, the lack of disclosed health information and him potentially still being in the hospital on life support has actually united this country in shared outrage. Republicans want him removed because he kept blocking the SAVE Act. Democrats don't like him because he previously stacked the Supreme Court. And it doesn't appear as if he had much support from President Trump either, based on past Truth Social remarks. So with that in mind, they really is just one person, his wife. And largely, this is also based on the law. It's very likely he had either an advance directive or a living will. Even without either one of these legal documents, nearly all of end-of-life decisions typically fall on the spouse in almost every state. So when everyone says they, there is really only one person in my mind, and that is Elaine Chao.
Drag the turtle shell past the deadline, and the uniparty preserves its safe seat while unelected staffers wield Mitch's vote, as we have already seen with other debilitated absent members of Congress. J.D. Vance, as Senate President, and the State Department owe the public immediate transparency. Is McConnell alive, vegetative, or already gone? D.C.'s rot is so pungent, even Honolulu catches a whiff. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side with the full transmission. Nick Fuentes.
Introducing the AquaPure Ultimate Water Filter Showerhead.
You're not just drinking tap water, you're showering in it, breathing the steam, and soaking your skin in it every day. When you take a hot shower, that hot water opens your pores and creates steam. That means chlorine, lead, and many other contaminants in your tap water can hit your skin, your hair, and the air you breathe inside your own bathroom. And unlike most shower filters on the market, this has independent third-party testing. SGS testing showed a 95%+ lead reduction using the system, over 99% chlorine removal, and many other chemicals. The system installs directly onto a standard shower head. It literally just takes seconds. No plumber, no tools, no modification to your plumbing. Regularly $139. Today you can get it for just $97.99. That's 30% off. VIP members of theAlexShipStore.com get it for as low as $69.99. That is beyond a steal. Secure yours now while supplies last at theAlexShipStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Top, if not the top stories on X, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Fox News. And that's Sneeko, who's this popular influencer who constantly says he's left-wing, right-wing, joined Islam 3 years ago, and you know, declared everybody will be under Islam soon in America. We're going to take you over. There is a second great crusade coming, and the crusades was a response to 700 years of Islamic invasion. And I've got an MIT professor, I never got the clip yesterday, I'm going to play it coming up today in this segment. And he's explained to Muslims, yeah, you know, Spain won't let us have mosques because they're evil, but America is letting Islam take over, so is the UK. Well, that's because you took over 2 million white slaves out and sold them on record. That's because you were there 700 years and killed millions of people. That's because you took over much of Europe as well. And then they teach in the history books that we launched the Crusades for no reason in the 1300s. No, Islam, by the time of Muhammad's death, had already taken over much of what Saudi Arabia. And by 100 years later, had taken over the entire Middle East and much of Africa. And by the time of the Crusades, 400, 500, 600, 700 years later, they pushed all the way into Poland, pushed all the way into Russia, overrun Serbia repeatedly, taken over Sicily, almost took the Vatican three times, huge wars, invaded Rome. But the public is so historically ignorant about this and historically illiterate that then they have all these Ridley Scott movies about the Muslims being victims, the Crusades being evil, and you think people in England, thousands of miles away, wanted to get on horses and ships and come over and fight the Muslims? It was because they kept attacking and enslaving everybody. It took a bunch of countries helping Spain, who only kept about 10% of the north, hundreds of years. It took them 300 years to retake Spain. Muslims are lucky they're even allowed in Spain or in Poland or in Serbia. And I don't want to attack Muslims in general. I know some have reformed and want to be part of the West, but the real Muslims, the Orthodox Muslims, they're not the radical Muslims. They are the Orthodox Muslims want to take over. Then you got Israel wants a wider Israel, greater Israel, and wants us to back that. We need to stay out of it. We need to cordon it off. We need to contain it. Like a septic tank. You don't bring your septic tank into your living room. It's out in the yard. It's contained in a tank. And we don't need Israel running us. We don't need the Muslims running us. We don't need the Chi-Coms running us or BlackRock or the UN or any of this. No more. We run our country, and other nations do. And then we work with other nations unilaterally, bilaterally. We don't have a global government. We don't have a global UN with a NATO army. We don't have an unelected EU commission that says, oh, all the cars have to have cameras that watch you now inside of them. That's the law here now, too. Think how far we've gone. 14, 15, 16 states, they keep adding new ones, have passed laws down to age 12 and 13 that the kids aren't in control of their own medical decisions, but the state really makes the decisions, taking parental rights. They now had the Federal Court of Appeals say forced injections should start nationwide, starting with the Amish. I mean, we're not out of the woods here, folks. These people are coming down on us. This is Big Brother. How does anybody argue? Well, is Alex Jones right? Is he exaggerating about Big Brother? Is he, you know, he lies about stuff. But these people, I saw CBS National News, NBC National News, wasn't even looking for it. Just all this weekend, this week, national TV attacking me. Jones is crazy. He's a liar. Don't listen to him. And they never say what I say that's a lie. I'm here showing you what they're doing. So I've been inviting Sneeko on the show. And he called up, he was talking to the producers during the break, and he said, well, Alex is being mean to me, but I didn't talk to him. I got this second half of the producer, but she's very accurate. He said, Alex has been really mean to me, but I'll be polite and nice. I want to have a nice discussion with him. And I told him to tell him, yeah, sure, have him on. And he goes, well, you need to come on my show. And I said, when? She calls him back, 7 o'clock tonight. Well, I don't have a lot of medical issues, but I've been lifting weights a lot and everything, and I got a tendon issue on my left arm with my shoulder, and I got this kinesiologist that comes over every few months. It's very painful. I can also go to their office, but that's during the day. They do house calls. We pay them more. And this lady will absolutely get my tendons back in line, and I can lift weights again and feel great. Don't need any surgery. She's going to stick her fingers in there, and it's literally, it makes me almost cry. It's excruciating. It takes about an hour. She's going to work on both shoulders. So this one goes out, too. It's on the verge of it. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to cancel my kinesiology hour-long thing of torture for the other torture of going on with Sneeko, but I'm happy to do it. He said he can't come on my show today, but I can go on his show at 3. Well, I have other stuff to do at 3 and other commitments, but I might cancel those for Sneeko. We will be talking about Sneeko coming up because he's indicative of an American with an American accent who's going to Mecca and putting, you know, wearing hijabs like he's a woman with the Palestinian, you know, colors and just hopping around. And most people haven't seen the video of him in New York. They saw the one where he said, we're taking over. Islam's going to dominate you if it's Allah's will. Every house will be under our control. He also, in the same event, but nobody really saw that, is slitting throats and saying, we're going to get you and all this stuff. And this is the group that's been doing that more than anybody. This is the religion that makes you submit to it. The Jews will barely even let you join their group. You got to flip over backwards and stand on one leg and go through 14 flying fiery hoops. Christians all fight with each other with their 10,000 denominations, and they're trying to get you to join. There's been some cases where Christians got out of control and persecuted people, but that's not Christ-like. But that's not been going on for hundreds of years. It's Islam where it's officially, we're taking over. That's God's will. So I followed this report last night. And I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but this goes right at Sneeko. These are the points I'm going to bring up to him when he's on air. He also says Elon Musk is dumb. You know, so what? You got a rocket ship company, a spaceship company. Oh, you're dumb. And you're a migrant. You know, what are you doing saying deport me? He contributes to this country. He's not saying he wants to overthrow it and put in a monotheistic religion that could execute your wives and daughters and pedophilia and marry nine-year-olds and you got all the stuff going on with Muhammad. You know, his secret power in the Quran and in the Hadiths is 30 black men from Africa with giant penises rode him through the night and gave them the magic seed. I'm not kidding, folks. And they believe that semen made him have the strength of 30 men. He's a superhero. Spider-Man gets bit by a spider and becomes super. You know, Deadpool gets radiated and becomes super. Superman, our son, makes him more powerful. You know, usually something traumatic makes you more powerful. Well, in this case, it's gallons of African semen. That's quite the profit, I have to tell you. I guess he'd be really popular in Hollywood right now. And I guess that's something Sneeko is interested in, reportedly. So we want to talk to you about this, Sneeko. We look forward to talking to you. But let's go ahead and go to my report on Sneeko.
He's doing the citizen vigilante thing. Alex Jones is indirectly calling for people to kill me. He knows it. You know it. His audience knows it.
Over the weekend, influencer Sneeko enraged America and what's left of the Western world when in New York City, marching with a bunch of Muslims, he declared that we will all be under Islamic rule. Every home will be Islamic. Every Christian church will be shut down. We will be their slaves. And then he came out and said that my opposition to him was a death threat when it was no such thing. We're about to break it all down right now and his adventures trying to be like Muhammad in the Al-Zoot.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar!
Well, here you see Sneeko a few days ago showing Islamic jihadists massing and preparing for their military actions against the West. And, of course, he got a lot of universal hatred for coming out and saying, soon you'll be forced under Islam in every home to serve Allah, and you will be basically slaves of the Islamic cult, which the Quran says it's a battle manual to take over the world. Now, really, he's just a rich kid from Connecticut, but he's decided Islam's taking over, so he's joined Islam, and now he's really angry at myself and Elon Musk for coming out and saying we should deport him to one of the 50-plus Islamic countries around the world if living under Islam is so incredibly wonderful. And, of course, this year Andrew Tate revealed that he and Ye won't associate with Sneeko because he, according to them, tried to have sex with them.
And he asked me what I think about cucking and if it's normal to explore your sexuality and if I've ever tried it. And I said, look, I'm older than you, bro, and I've never tried that. I don't think that's normal. And then he started saying, isn't it normal just to try new things? Don't you think it's normal to be curious? How do you know if you're really gay or not unless you've tried being gay? And then I realized he was coming on to me.
But like when I was like 14, I thought I was gay. I watched gay porn.
Nigga, you gay.
And when I realized he was coming on to me, I thought the best thing I can do is just not talk to him anymore.
So I guess if you study what the Prophet Muhammad did, he reportedly got his secret magical powers from 30 virile black men filling his rectum with gallons of semen. I'm not kidding. Look it up. So in a way, not only is Islam all about pedophilia and marrying nine-year-olds, it's also about taking gallons of semen in your rectum. So, in a way, I've got to say he's a true Muslim.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Oh, no! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim. Welcome to Mamdani's New York. You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this, too.
But we're going to move on from Sneeko's quest to be like Muhammad when he wrestled with the 30 black men and they rode him, according to their top Islamic text, to one of the most classic statements we get to hear all the time, that Europeans never invented anything. Europeans have no culture. Well, he says that so what if Elon Musk has a spaceship company, only the most successful ever, the most innovative ever, launching more satellites and ships in the last 10 years than all other space programs, public and private combined. He says, big deal. You've got the most successful spaceship company. That doesn't mean you're smart. It's easy to become the richest man in the world. Listen to this young punk.
You retards think Elon Musk is smart. He's building a rocket ship, dude. He's tweeting all day about Muslims. He's trying to incite a race war. An African migrant into the U.S. with an entire Indian team trying to incite a race war in Europe. Yo, he built the rocket ship. Look how I read him like a book.
I think Elon Musk is going to talk about it. I think Elon Musk is going to mention it.
I read him like a book. Genius. Oh, my God. He smoked weed with Joe Rogan. Oh, there's a spaceship in his profile picture. He's a warrior for free speech. Calling for an American citizen to be deported for speech. You stupid idiots. Read them like a book. There are scripts. It's so easy to figure them out. Their only ideology is hating Islam. One day before he calls to deport me, I said here on Discord, he is going to chimp out about that tweet. Of course he would. Because he's not smart. And you're an idiot for believing he's smart. Because he speaks like a robot.
Well,
he knows a threat when he sees one young.
The guy doesn't know anything.
Sith.
An average computer software engineer talks at a space with him and makes him look like an idiot. The guy's owned by Mossad and he's a trillionaire. Richest guy in the world is a slave. And you're going to die over money? Money is what buys you? Richest guy in the world doesn't even have his own voice. He's a little puppet for Epstein. And you're going to die over money? It's nothing. Wallahi, it's nothing. None of that is going to help you in the grave. None. Trillionaire. Played him like a freaking fiddle. The richest man in the world is afraid of me. Is afraid of me.
No. I want to address the so-called death threat.
He's doing the citizen vigilante thing. Alex Jones is indirectly calling for people to kill me.
I said, none of this has been as a threat. I want no harm against Sneeko. I said, the analogy is we're told it's Islamophobia. Well, most of us have an innate fear of stepping on the edge of a 50-story building. That fear is ingrained in us because if you fall off, you die. Or if you see a rattlesnake or you see a black widow spider, you get scared and you want to step on it because you understand it's a threat. I don't want to physically step on Sneeko. I want to get my foot dirty. I just simply am stepping on the ideological lies of him when he says he's going to plant his flag on us and enslave us. But I love him playing the victim and, you know, sitting there like, oh, all these people are just coming after poor little him and mean old Elon Musk, who, you know, he's a foreigner, even though he's a U.S. citizen. What does he contribute? He just has millions of employees. I mean, the truth is, it's very healthy that the world sees through Sneeko and realizes what a disgusting fraud he is. And I picked up a big limestone, honeycomb limestone rock, and I said, watch this. And I threw it about 15 feet perfectly and splat on the head. And my daughters went, Daddy!
He's doing the citizen vigilante thing. Alex Jones is indirectly calling for people to kill me. He knows it. You know it. His audience knows it. They feel threatened by the truth. And against American values, they don't want discourse. They don't want democracy. They don't want free speech.
You think normally I could throw away 10 feet perfectly, splat the head? You think normally I could throw a rock perfectly and splat the head? No. It's the defender in me. And you have instincts, too, that you can turn on and you can hone. And Sneeko, I'm not calling for splatting his head, but culturally I'm calling for putting him nonviolently in an airplane like a cannon, a clown in a cannon.
Duck me!
I saw this from Sneeko. It's very sad. It's very sad. He seems to be joining up with Hassan Piker and Zohran Mamdani. And it's like I said last week, just because I don't like Israel doesn't mean I'm a communist. Okay? F that. I saw last week all these DSA candidates won their election, and each one is more anti-American and radical than the last. And that's not like a GOP talking point. They're talking about abolishing ICE. You know what that means? Amnesty for 12 million illegals brought in under Biden. So no, just because I don't support genocide and a war with Iran, just because I don't want AIPAC to buy all the elections doesn't mean I'm a communist that wants to abolish the police and the prisons and ICE and legalize weed and abortion and free all the George Floyds from prison and have them wreak havoc on our free buses and free subways and free grocery stores and take all the money from white people and give it to them. I'm not a communist either. And you know what? The DSA is growing in strength. They're going to have like a dozen members of Congress next year. They're making inroads in city councils and state legislatures. The DSA is the enemy, okay? And contrary to what these anti-Israel people say, they say left and right is an artificial divide. That is not true. That is something promoted by the left when they want you to go along with their agenda.
Nick Fuentes, who is joining me at 1 p.m. tomorrow on my Wednesday show at AlexJonesLive.com.
That's today.
Has been exposing Sneeko for a long time because he got to know him. And he's absolutely right. This Islamic alliance with the Democrat Socialists of America, the Communist Party, is pure poison. The Red-Green Alliance is one of the greatest threats facing America. Now, in closing, I want to show a clip of Dan Bilzerian, who I had on the show recently. And I'm not an enemy of Dan, but I got to say, what a cheap shot. I'm not going to play the whole long video because there's dozens of examples. But I'll just play the very first of it and just one example of it not being true. And as soon as I saw the clip, before I even saw the proof it was a lie, or maybe Bilzerian's hiding under a rock, I knew it wasn't true because I've seen Nick on these very shows he mentions bringing up Israel and directly talking about Jewish supremacy. So it's not true. So here's Bilzerian saying, have you noticed now that Nick finally got big and finally got on CNN and finally got on this channel and finally got on Piers Morgan that he won't talk about Israel? That's basically all he talks about is Israel. If I've got any criticism of Nick Fuentes and other people, is it's Israel, 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 Israel. When we have Islam, we have the Chi-Coms, we have BlackRock and the globalists, which you can say is Israel too. But the point is, Nick's now being criticized because he is warning about Islam, which I have been saying is a great thing. So here's just a little bit of disproving what Bilzerian says. But none of you even need me to tell you that. You've seen Nick on all these shows tearing Israel a new a-hole. But here's Bilzerian. This is the type of cheap shots, and quite frankly, I think the type of jealousy we're witnessing.
3 months ago, he went on every major podcast in America and talked about the left is coming to kill us, you know, the blacks, this, that, you know, just all the typical Fox News shit, not the crux of the issue, which is Jewish supremacy. He just like didn't speak about that on any of these podcasts. Look, I get it. If you don't want to talk about that on every podcast, it might get boring. I get that. But to not mention it on any of the mainstream stuff, like he's been waiting his whole life to get on Piers, to get on Tucker, to get on.
No, our shows are bigger than theirs. Bigger than
doesn't
Piers.
Say a word we're about the most important issue.
I mean, you have to talk about, you know, there's a concept of Jewish peoplehood. It's the sense that they are part of a common nationality, a common tribe, a common people. And so where they reside in Israel, the United States or Europe or elsewhere, they see each other above or maybe on a different level alongside their nationality, their state, wherever they reside. If they're in Germany, France, the United States, they see themselves as part of a transnational nation, of an international nation. The Jews in America, the Jews in Israel, they identify as Israeli or American, but they also have something in common. They identify as part of a common nation, which I would say there's a world Jewish population. It's world Jewry. And world Jewry has representatives. There is such a thing as the World Jewish Congress, where they actually elect, it's democratic, all the local Jewish organizations elect representatives to represent proportionally the Jewish population in their area at the World Jewish Congress. And it's sort of like Davos. It's like the World Economic Forum, but it's exclusively for members of the Jewish nation that exists across the world.
But we had to close out with one of the other videos shot in their big Islamic We're Taking Over celebration last weekend in New York, with Sneeko doing the classic Islamic We're Taking Over and We're Going to Cut Your Head Off. So listen, Sneeko, why don't you go join ISIS? Why don't you go join Al-Qaeda? The U.S. government under Biden put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge in Syria. I mean, why don't you go join the Iranian military right now? Hell, I've told Netanyahu his son shouldn't be glamping around and sugar tanking around and candy assing around in Miami. He should go join the IDF. But remember, the IDF said they're not going to do ground troops into Iran. They want us to. Yeah, they're going to fight Iran until the last dead Iranian and the last dead American. The truth is, Orthodox expansionist Islam for hundreds of years has been funded by British intelligence, then the CIA starting in the 50s.
All right, the full report is at rumble.com / Yellow Show Show Live and X for all shows. We got him saying he's going to slit our throats on there. We'll be back with all the other news and Nick Fuentes. Stay with us.
And a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here, is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder to put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Up with the Islamic invasion, and that's not hype. That is the Quran that I've read twice, and then I've read excerpts of hundreds of times since, here on air many times. The whole damn thing is a story of conquest and how to take over the world, and how to lie and cheat and steal and enslave. Now you can put everybody in sex slavery if they're your enemy. They can deal us drugs, everything else. Does that mean all Muslims are like that? No. Does that mean I want to exterminate them all? No. But I am not converting to their religion. I'm not putting up with it. And then upwards of 90% of military Jamels coming in, 90-plus percent never get jobs and are on welfare, standing around in their tracksuits and their nightgowns. And now you got Zohran Mamdani, more popular than Netanyahu among Jews in major poll. This is insane. But it is a false equivalency to say, well, if you're against Islam, you've got to be for Israel. No, I don't. And I'll be getting more into that with Nick Fuentes. But I got a bunch of news I want to hit. Before we do that, this is finally it. And the only reason it's extended to 3 p.m. today is because I was supposed to cut ads for the new sales last night, and I got busy and I didn't do it. And they're waiting for me to do that. I'm doing it after the show today. So they extended the buy one, get one free until 3 p.m. today, because then they got to change it to the new sale. And they can't do that until they have the new sale. That's why I've been pushing it out. I've been so busy. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of breaking news, a lot of behind-the-scenes legal stuff, a lot of really positive stuff. Thanks for the prayers out there. Can't get to it yet and break it soon, but it's going to be amazing. So the buy one free ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, they're all incredible. That's till 3 p.m. today. So you got just a couple hours, 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 25 minutes, and it will end then because I did get one basic ad cut this morning, so they're going to change it then. And it's a lot going on around here. And then you also have up to 60% off all the other supplements. You have, for VIPs, lower prices than even the sales. So just a lot of big deals there. 50% off on Patriot Apparel, wide selection of Patriot T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. It's actually an obnoxious number because there's so many to go through, but it's amazing. From really good designs to some of the best. And it funds this operation. I want to hire more talk show hosts, more crew, more reporters, and be bigger than InfoWars ever was at the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. And the coordinates to do that is the alexjonesstore.com. Right there on screen. So here's the other big announcement. The AquaPure Ultimate Water Shower Head is a beautiful, high-quality chrome head that screws on to all the major fixtures. Takes seconds to do. You just unscrew your old head that doesn't have a filter in it. Screw this on. It's fast flow. It's got a wide head. It's got this seal of straight, healthy frog approval on it with a little Save the Frogs logo. Little tree frog. And it cuts, depending on the different hundreds type of chemicals in the studies and tests with third parties we have that we publish and I've shown on air, the lowest stuff it gets out is 95%+, and then most of it's 99%+, because like our gravity fed filters cut everything out, but that's slow flow, you know, just 3 gallons an hour or so. This is fast flow, so you're getting, you know, gallons of water coming through it, you know, every 10 seconds or whatever. So you get 180 showers with this unit. The replacement filters, you just screw off the front and pop it inside the housing. The housing basically lasts forever, are $30. You get 180 long showers with it. And that's when it's operating at full capacity. I already used similar units before we came out with this that are high rated, cost a little bit more than these, but aren't even as good. And about every 6 months, I just replace them. Because it's still reducing a lot of it. It's just not 99% after the 160 showers. So I would every 6 months plop a replacement filter in it. And it's amazing. At $130, it's a good deal. For everybody right now, introductory, it's $99. For VIPs, it is $69. You are not going to beat that deal. This is highest rated, highest quality filter, the best you're going to get, and it funds this operation. And you absorb these hundreds of toxins and chemicals and chlorine and atrazine and all of it, lead, mercury, through your skin, your pores, the largest organ in your body, and by the steam into your sinuses, into your lungs. So you owe it to your children particularly to not let them bathe in gender-bending systems. You can also, Ace Hardware or wherever, buy an adapter for whatever size faucet you have. And even smaller hardware stores usually have them where they can order them for you. They're like $5. You just put that on your bath faucet, and then it just has, you know, the standard shower size on it, and you screw the shower head on. And then now you've got clean water, good water to bathe in. So it also works, but there's one more little step. We'd sell the adapters, but there's so many different sizes of bath faucets that just we can't carry 100 different types. So that's something you need to know what yours is. You know, take a picture of it, know the number of it, and go into Ace or wherever you go. I say Ace because those are franchises usually, and Little Guy or, you know, Home Depot, wherever you go, Lowe's, whatever. And it can also be for your bath, but it's a really important move to do. This is a great deal. We're so excited about it. And I knew they'd be a hit. They got 5,000 in, and they already sold out of 2,000 yesterday. So this is going to be a great funder because people know a good deal when they see it. They know it's important. The problem is, can Bigley keep enough of these in? They have 5,000 right now. It'll be 5 weeks till more come in. So these will sell out. Take advantage of it now at thealexjonesstore.com. And finally, there are 5,000 of these coins minted in Missouri. They're in the warehouse in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Bigley, our big sponsor, the folks that actually launched the network and fund it. Because remember, I'm under Global's attack. I can't own a network. I can't. That's fine. I don't want to be the owner. I'm the news director. So our big sponsor stepped in with the All Shows Network and has paid for the stuff, the equipment, owns it, everything. Done a great job. They're bringing in some partners, and people are about to finish up the new big studio and a bunch of big moves there. So this is very, very exciting. But you are literally our partners in this. So we have 5,000 of the Sesquicentennial Continental United States of America with the beautiful Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776 across, and on the other side, America's 250, a flying bald eagle with an American flag, pure 0.999 troy ounce silver, fine silver. And there are now about 2,300 of these coins left for sale. So I would imagine in a week or so, they'll be gone. And that's it. This is our ninth fundraiser coin. They cost us $69 to make, buy the silver and mint it. And so we're making 40-something bucks on these. It is a fundraiser coin. When we're selling gold and silver bullion at our gold and silver sponsor, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, you're buying it at wholesale. That means if it's wholesale, silver's, you know, 70 bucks, wherever it is right now, you get it for that. That's an investment. This has a markup as a fundraiser investing in the broadcast and what we're doing. But I will tell you, the coins we've done in the past all sell because they're limited edition for more on eBay than what people buy them for. I've seen the coins that back at the time when silver was lower that were selling for like 100 bucks sell for $400. So again, I'm not saying that's the reason to do it. It's to fund us. But it's like NPR gets billions of dollars of taxpayer money, like PBS, that's been cut off now, that's good. But they also do continual begging, and they'll sell a ball cap, cost them, you know, $8 for $100. They'll sell a plastic bag, that, you know, duffel bag that cost them $10 for $200. People know they're not getting their value there. It's a memento that they supported communism and brainwashing and cutting little boys' penises off and destroying America. And the left gives. Well, here, it's not like you're getting some $10 coin and we're making 100 bucks. This is a $67 coin that we sell for $117.76, So thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, if you're a VIP, the shower filter isn't $99, it's $69. If you're a VIP, the coin is not $99, it's $69. So, I mean, it's the same. If you're buying anything, you should be a VIP. Everything has a sale on top of it. Everything when you're a VIP. And it's no commitment. It's $30 a month. You get $40 to spend instantly. When you're, as soon as it charges you $30, bloop, $40 shows up in your account, in your profile. You get special deals, special offers, and sales on top of everything. It is such a great VIP program. So anybody that's doing anything at thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP. I want to thank all of you that are VIPs. That way you form a special relationship with you, you get all these special deals, special offers, you can win the super vehicles every month. I mean, it's just really cool. TheAlexJonesStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Can't do it without you. All right. Back to finishing up with Islam. There are 2 billion Muslims. They're having on average 6 children. And whether you're in Japan or China or Russia or France or the Netherlands or the UK or the US or Canada, if you average them all together, some vary. Japan's the worst at 1.3. Italy's 1.3. Germany's like 1.6. The UK's 1.6. You can look all this up. I'm going from memory. It changes each year. But guys, look up replacement rates for Western nations. Just it'll have a whole spreadsheet. Replacement rates for Western nations, 2025, 2026. That'll be the you know, late, numbers usually a year old. But the U.S. is 1.8. We're one of the better Western countries. But you need at least 1.4. For every 2 people living, you need at least 2.1 to 2.2, depending on the study, to even replace the population. You collapse if you don't have it. So Islam brags. We get on your welfare. We suck off you. We don't get jobs. We have a bunch of kids. We get into the prisons, recruit people. We take over. And we're allowed to commit any crime we want under Islam as long as we're doing it to an infidel. We just can't do it to a Muslim. And so this is cancer. Muslims have the highest average birth rates of any major religion, with a total fertility TFR of roughly 3.1 children per woman. Yeah, some countries it's 5 to 6. In contrast, Christians average 2.7, Hindus 2.3, and the unaffiliated 1.6. This higher rate combined with a significantly younger global median age makes Islam the world's fastest growing religion. Yeah, I told you the global average in the West is 1.6. So there you go. My memory was accurate. Let's look at Japan's replacement rate is 1.3, correct? Look up. What is Japan's childbirth replacement rate? It's 1.3. The only other country worse is Italy at 1.3. I just like to always prove that I'm not just, people think this guy just makes this up. Nobody knows all that stuff. Yeah, I do. So, and you can know too, that's the whole point of this. So in every level, it's got to be contained. And I'm not saying we play cowboys and Indians with them and wipe them all out. I'm just telling you right now that they're saying they're going to wipe us out or assimilate us. And that's how this works. So look at this. Zoran Mandami, more popular than Netanyahu among Jews, poll finds. This is a AP article. New York City Mayor Zoran Mandami is far more popular among Jewish Americans than Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, according to a new survey. The Associated Press and NORC Center for Public Affairs Research released a poll this week showing Netanyahu with a negative 27-point net approval among Jewish Americans, while Mandami scored a positive 5-point net approval. Did you hear that? Positive. Meaning 55, above 50. Netanyahu is at 27, Mandami at 55. And we're told that all Jews are super geniuses. Super at getting themselves killed, super at being overrun and enslaved, super at voting for Democrats that hate their guts. But, I mean, just think about that. And, by the way, you know Netanyahu in a global Gallup poll, they also had a Pew one, Israel has about a 15% approval rating, and Netanyahu has about a 10 or 11, depending on the international poll. Netanyahu is the most unpopular person on planet Earth, more than Kim Jong-un. Okay? By the way, Vladimir Putin has a global positive rate. Trump had a positive rate. Now he's seen as negatively. But, I mean, that just shows how screwed up people are and how brainwashed. That they think this horrible, evil communist Islamicist, who knows full well he's not giving anybody a free lunch, is not just with Jews, it's other people, it's more popular. Because they know the virtue signal. Oh, I love him. He's brown. Oh, yeah. He can do no wrong. Oh, sure. Yeah, a majority of Israelis do not want Netanyahu to seek re-election. It's just like Trudeau kept holding power less than 20%. Same thing with Keir Starmer. They parliamentary play games with coalitions to stay in power. So when we're all like, Israel's all evil and blow them up from the mountains of the sea, and the majority of them don't even like what's going on. You know, Fox will do a poll and say, should Israel respond to Iran? You know, 80%, yeah. But does that mean, you know, what we're doing? No. So I refuse to play the game that the Israel firsters want, where I put on a brown shirt and, you know, I slip them a banana pill, say Jews did it, and obsess on them. Because see, here's the deal. I've been on here 32 years. When you're talking about the private Federal Reserve and the New World Order and the globalist, I immediately, on talk radio and all of it, would get calls and letters and people would show up at my events. It was a minority of people, but they'd be like, oh, usually, you know, good old boys, but like kind of fake good old boys. And they almost always were like, you know, 60 years old and lived with their mother or whatever. And it was just kind of that type. And, you know, Hitler was really good, Alex. And, you know, you're not Jewish, are you? You know, are you working for the Jews? And they'd be like, I noticed H-E-B says Heeb. I didn't know what Heeb meant, Hebrew. I didn't know that was a slang. And I'm like, no, that means Howard E. Butts. He's not Jewish. All right, covering up for the Jews. I remember this conversation at some event. I looked at the guy and I said, no, my grandmother grew up with Howard E. Butts. She almost married him. He's Anglo-Saxon. But, I mean, they just don't listen. It's like, oh, my God, look at those clouds. Looks like a Jew. It's going to get me. And constantly, you know, he's secretly, I'm in Israel and I'm being paid by Israel. And I'm like, no, I've had the Israel lobby attack me a lot. They attack American populists and real conservatives because they're part of the system. You know, the ADL, all of it. I mean, I'd be like, what are you talking about? The WikiLeaks come out. I'm being attacked by Stratford and the ADL and and the Democrats and Republicans and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Epstein files more come out and he's attacking me and, you know, and all these government documents come out with Obama targeting me and saying I'm this evil patriot leader. And then they all just go, no, you're a Fed. And then it turns out that almost all the main white supremacist groups are paid millions a year by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you know, the ADL, too. I mean, the fact is, I am dyed-in-the-wool American patriot, certified up one side and down the other, proven and documented. And I'm trying to create a big tent, whether it's the Chi-Coms or the Israel Lobby or BlackRock or any of the groups or organizations trying to run us, the EU, you name it, that we can just organize as Americans, black, white, old, young, Jewish, Christian, whatever, and be against it. And if Muslims want to create some reform movement and say, you know, we reject expansionists and forcing people to convert to Islam and, you know, all the rest of it, I would say, oh, okay, you say you're going to assimilate, even though you can lie to the Quran. I'll trust but verify. I don't want to just hate you. But the most the Muslims tell you they're taking over. And that's why they've got that arrogance. Oh, you're driving without a driver's license and we're driving the wrong lane. You're under arrest. I'm Muslim. You can't arrest me. And the Jewish lady saying the same thing the other day I played yesterday. I mean, it's this entitlement of being in one of these groups. Well, I'm an American and I'm a Christian and I'm a patriot and I'm white. And if you want to demonize me because of what color I am and my background, I'm not going to bow to you and I'm not going to grovel to you and I'm not going to do your virtue signaling because I know bowing to a bully only makes it worse. It's that simple. So we have to stop caring about political correctness. And so as mean and as hurtful as some of the things that get said by the groups speaking out against racist blacks attacking whites or people speaking about Israel, they've all gone to the extreme bashing whites and Christians and saying we're inherently the devil and horrible and The View is just saying white men are inherently evil. I got that clip. We'll play that with Fuentes. I don't know if I gave you that clip. I think I did. I saw it. But oh yeah, it's on the list. How scary it is to be around white men. It's a bunch of rich women up there talking about how scary white men are. Statistically, white men, there's like one case of rape a year documented of a white person and a black woman. I mean, it almost doesn't exist, but it's like record level. You're raping us. You're lynching us. You're, look at Jussie Smollett. And yeah, I mean, here it is right here. And it's just, it's insane. And you have to say to that, I don't bow to your political correctness. I don't bow to you when you say you're going to call me names if I don't say you're good and I'm bad. Screw you. You're using race. You're using tribalism for control. And Brandon Straka talked about these guys. We'll get to that. You know what? Let's go to Brandon Straka. Straka? I always call him Straka. Brandon Straka. I've known him forever. Brandon Straka talking about these guys. It's hilarious. And then I've got news on getting around the Supreme Court saying illegal aliens kids can become citizens. They got some legislation that will shoot that down. I want to get to that. And then Nick Fuentes is about to join us. Be sure to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at AJN Live on X. Be sure and follow us there and rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. And it's so easy. Just share the URL, alexjoneslive.com. And all the Rumble feeds and the X feeds and our own feeds and audio feeds and the videos and articles, they're all there at alexjoneslive.com. But here is Brandon Strzok playing a clip from The View. It's hilarious if it wasn't so sad.
Sonny Hostin and the other Viewtards had a lot to say today about how terrifying it is to have to coexist with white people.
It's the best nation. The best nation for who?
Yeah, when you know, say it's the best nation.
When you say it's the best nation, the best nation for who? Because if we are celebrating 250 years, what are we exactly celebrating is what I want to know. And so I'm really glad that picture was taken because that picture is how we feel walking into many rooms down the street. That picture is how we feel and nobody will believe us. So look at that picture and understand how it feels.
Believe what? That you have to live in fear of sharing public transportation with white people who leave you alone? Who mind their own business and ride the train quietly beside you? And to you, what has America done for you in 250 years? Well, it doesn't look like you've gone hungry. Incidents of white people harassing people of color are so rare and non-existent that you guys have to make these stories up. You guys have to take pictures of black people sitting peacefully on a train next to other white people who are leaving them alone, and then react to the terror you feel based off of what might have happened or what your imagination is telling you when you look at the picture. Meanwhile, every day there are dozens and dozens of videos that I see on this very platform of white people being physically beaten up by non-white people who clearly hate them just because they're white. And yet those white people are still proud and grateful to live in America. And so to all of these viewtards, I say be grateful. Be grateful that you live in a country where you can be paid millions of dollars to sit there for 2 hours of racism, and your little friend over here, be grateful that you live in a country where you never run out of food.
Yeah, she probably weighs 400 pounds. Yes, they got two bills that'll cut the money off from anchor babies and their mothers. But I don't have any faith with what we got in the Senate with Thune and the rest of them that they'll ever actually do this. We need to put pressure on them. Speaker Mike Johnson says House GOP is looking at all angles to legislatively kill the anchor baby scam and birth tourism racket after Supreme Court ruling protects citizenship of children of illegals. Here's the clip. We'll talk about it more next hour with Nick Fuentes.
I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court's decision this week on birthright citizenship. The president tweeting afterwards, True Social, he said, we can easily make it up in Congress through legislation. No long and unwieldy constitutional amendment is necessary. A lot of conservative voices did not read the opinion that way, including Governor Ron DeSantis, Harvard law grad, not exactly a slouch. In this department, he says, it's a substantive decision that says the 14th Amendment requires citizenship for those born to, among others, birth tourists or those unlawfully present in the country will need either a constitutional amendment or a future court to overrule this. Mike Lee joining in with that as well. Senator saying it's going to be a long fight to a constitutional amendment. You, I knew before Congress as a constitutional attorney and scholar, what say you about how this gets done, if there's a change to be made?
Well, I used to litigate constitutional law cases, mm-hmm. so I really enjoyed Justice Clarence Thomas's dissent. Mm-hmm. It's everybody should read that, must read. He explained that the 14th Amendment, the original intent, was to enhance and really value citizenship, and it's been devalued because of birthright tourism, which is what we have now. It's a threat to the rule of law and national security. We do need to address it. We're looking at all angles. If there's some legislative fix, we'll advance that immediately. If it's a constitutional amendment, as you know, it takes a little more time. But we've got to address this. It really is a serious, serious issue.
Time for folks to brush up on Schoolhouse Rock. It is quite a process, and it isn't often done. All right, Speaker, good to see you. Thank you so
great
much.
Great to see you.
Now, we should air those old School of Rock. How a Bill's done. Those are great when I was a kid. They don't like that now, though. They don't want that on air. It shows half of the young people don't even know what the country's about or who founded it. Here's the deal, and I need to do a deeper dive on this on air. There are tens of thousands of Chinese nationalists that have more than 10 children they've had in the U.S. through surrogate women. And there's a couple billionaires that have over 100 kids, and they sign them up for welfare, and it's a business. They never even come see the kids. That should be illegal as hell. And, of course, it's California where they allow it. I mean, federally, too, but California's got special laws. It is crazy. They're farming them off of our welfare system. It's like they farm homeless and farm mentally ill people. The NGOs sign up, take most of the money, give them all the fentanyl they want. It's sick. Hour number three with Nick Fuentes live, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're extending America's 250th mega sale, the biggest in the history of theolicshowstore.com. That means this Monday the 6th and Tuesday the 7th at midnight central, the biggest sales ever. Buy one, get one free, up to 60% off the best-selling supplements, Patriot apparel, 50% off, and more. Take action now at theolicshowstore.com.
Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us. And we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists at Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the InfoWar at alexjoneslive.com. and, of course, at theallshowstore.com. With the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.